Jesus for another
Blog Talk Radio.
I've disconnected that intro song about five times.
Today?
No.
Oh.
But it's okay. Thank God for Blog Talk Radio. Good evening to you. Good evening, YouTube. It's good to have you with us.
Hello, hello.
Now, YouTube, you're seeing something new, okay? Hold on just a second here. I got to go like this. Here, will you come here so I can show you something, please? Let me say it differently. Danny, would you please come here so I can show you something? So when this pops up in Zoom, the first thing you automatically got to do is hit pause and hit mute.
Okay, say that again.
When the Zoom pops up in YouTube, the first thing you do is hit pause and mute.
Okay.
Because you don't need this camera running, and you don't need that sound, because that's where that loop comes, is when this is live. So before any other screen changes, as soon as that pops up, the first thing you do is click mute and pause. Then you no longer have to have, and you can scroll this up and see the chat.
See the chat.
The other side of that you can do is you can shrink this. Whoops, I didn't shrink. That moved.
That's how I had been doing it, was shrinking it down to just the chat there beside
me. Yeah. So, and then where did this chat go? Everybody, there it is. Everybody just pause a minute. We're just having a explaining session and an education session. We're learning how to make this work. So now you got them side by side, and you
right.
can see both of them. And what's cool is they're right there together. Because really, once you got this done, have you noticed that with this, you can't scroll in there?
Mm-hmm.
You have to come over here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to share this, and you come down below that, now you can grab that.
Mm-hmm.
And copy that, and we'll take that right up here, post it right in there, and there, that makes it very available for everybody. So all I did is I got Samuel J. Kyle Faith, I got the messenger, and I got my own personal, they're all right there,
mm-hmm.
and then here's my YouTube. That way everything's moving. Now, you can see you got this browser open. You don't need that open, so you can quit that. If you see iTunes pop up here.
Yeah, you told me that.
Quit that. Anything, because you want to keep this as clean as you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, so YouTube and Blog Talk Radio, welcome. Zoom, glad to have you with us. And it's Friday night. I'm sitting here. I'm going to go back out and drive a few more loads here in a little bit, but right now, we're just going to sit here and do the Word of God. And you and I be together like we've been now for 2.5 years. Very, very, very interesting how God has helped us accomplish what we're doing. And all of you have stepped up and making things happen. Sister Leanne stepped up and putting it together so I can be out there. And now I'm even set up even better to make things work. And I please pray for us. We have a great opportunity. I feel like Paul. A great door and effectual has been opened to us. And yet there's some persecution to it. Opposition to it. So just keep your faith with us and keep speaking your faith with us that we just keep walking in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Amen.
And now, if you want to see this video later on Facebook, we're going to pop this video up of the YouTube and put it on the Facebook channels so that you can do it. You can click on it. But pretty much on Facebook, because they're giving us so much opposition, we're just going to look at them and say, well, you lose. I think they won because they're driving us away, but the bottom line is We're going to keep doing our work, and God's going to bless us for doing our work. And
amen.
And God said, I'll bless those who bless you. And then he said, I'll curse those who curse you. And you know what? I don't want anybody cursed. Can I get an amen from you? I don't want anybody cursed. I don't even want the worst sinner of the world cursed. Can you imagine having to spend eternity forever without the presence of God?
But we also don't want believers and innocent beings killed and tortured by those who choose that way.
I think one thought of living without the presence of God in my life, and I'm telling you that'll make me run really hard, because how many people are going to be banished to eternal separation from, you know, people say fire. It ain't fire, because the fire is going to burn forever. It's the separation. And no, see, on this earth, every day, every human on this earth, every day is kissed by the sun, unless you are in a dungeon hole of a prison somewhere where there's no windows. Everybody's kissed by the face of the sun. Everybody gets to see the rain. You know, it's you get to see God every day. And there'll be nothing there that resembles God. Oh,
are you saying that outer darkness with no comfort, no love, no kindness, no love, is like being in hell?
It's a mess. It's a mess. And, you know, there's some really bad people in this earth, and I don't like them. I love them because Jesus said we need to love them, and I pray for them. And I see many that are reprobate, and they're doing wrong. They're doing wickedly. And you can tell they're reprobate because they have no fear of God, no love of God. They don't have any concern for anything that's right. And, you know, God lists what they look like. He tells you how to see who's a reprobate in Romans chapter 1 and in Proverbs chapter 6. God tells you exactly what a reprobate is. Mm-hmm. So it's not hard to see who the reprobates are of the world. But you just look at that and you think, eternity without the presence of Almighty God in your life. I don't want to think about 1 minute, 1 second without God. There's been many days in my life where I've looked at God and said, I'm confused about you. Really. I've said that many days to God in my life. But it's not because there was anything wrong with God. There was something wrong. I'm like Brother Terry when God said to him, Terry, your problem is you think like the church.
I can't remember a day in my life that I didn't know that God loved me.
Well, and that's the point that I'm making, is that in the middle of all of that, when I, because of religion, didn't understand where I was at, I still knew he loved me, and that he's standing right here leading me, gently leading those who are young and confused, gently. He's my father. And the more we see this, the more that our daily responsibility every single day is to look at people and say, do you have a relationship with the Father? Do you know the Father? And they'd be like, what? Do you have a relationship with the Father? Do you know how much our Father loves you? And people, there's going to be a whole bunch of Christian type people that would be like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm a Christian. I go to church. No, no, no. Do you have a relationship daily with the Father? And they'll look right at you and say, no, I don't even know what that means. And you'll say, let me explain it to you. The Father is seeking a relationship with you, not you and somebody else, just you. God's going to use every fivefold ministry that he brings across your path to give you instruction, to give you information, to give you impartation, to give you divine deposits, to lead you in the paths of righteousness. God's going to use us in the fivefold ministry to do that. But when it's all said and done, and listen to this, and every one of us stand in front of God or Jesus on the day of judgment, every one of us are going to be judged by this book and how we understand this book. Not how Brother Copeland does, Billy Graham, not D. James Kennedy. God's not going to say, what'd you think of John Hagee? No. He's not going to say, hey, you know, Brother Bill, what'd you think of Max Lucado? He's not going to do that. These are all great men that have done many things to change the kingdom of God. Some of them good and some of them not so good. But the reality is when you stand before Jesus, if you make it to the, you know, you're a believer, and you make it to that, the judgment seat of Christ, he's going to say, now, what did you think about what Matthew said? Why? Because Matthew's in the book. And he's going to say, what did you think about what Mark said? Did you see that Philemon? Jesus is going to ask some of them, can you spell Philemon? Right? Why? Because they won't be able to. And he'll say, how about Habakkuk or Habakkuk? I don't know. We got to wait to get to heaven to see how Jesus said it. But see, what an interesting trip we're taking tonight. Everybody just hang on. It's going to be a fun ride. Put your seatbelt on. Make sure the lap bar's down. We're going to go over some hills, around some curves, going to go up and down, and it's going to be a blast. Watch. Since the healing revival of the 50s, Oral Roberts, A.A. Allen, Amy Simple McPherson, all those great people, the big tent meetings, what was that guy, R.W. Shambach, all those great people, healing, healing, healing. Well, the healing revival led to a Pentecostal charismatic revival. And people began to see the gifts of the Spirit like they hadn't seen them. That was in the 60s. Well, then that gave way to the charismatic, and woo, we had the tongues and interpretation and the gifts of the Spirit. And then that gave way to the Word. You got to get the Word of faith. And then that gave way to, oh, my Lord, what do we do with this now? Because you got healing, you got Pentecostal, you got charismatic, you got the word of faith. Now we got the prosperity. And when you look at those different time zones as they happened from the 50s till today, every one of those were important to us to get us here and cause us to win the world. We got to win the world.
Amen.
So we got to draw from each one of those. And you can't say, well, I'm not concerned about healing. I'm healthy enough. If I die, I die, and I don't care. Well, no, Jesus needs you to have healing so that you can change the world and give people infallible proofs. And God, Jesus wants you to be charismatic and have the gifts of the Spirit. He said, by the Holy Spirit, Paul said, howbeit in the Spirit, you speak the hidden wisdom of God ordained for your glory. When you don't know what to do, you can pray in the Spirit and see something way beyond. Way beyond. Well, so there comes the charismatic gifts, the Holy Spirit. You get the revelation. You and I caught the revelation very early. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside my mortal body, giving me life. Well, now all of a sudden, you and I have got a whole new revelation. I don't need you to lay hands on me for healing. Why? Because the healer lives inside of me. And he's working from the inside out.
Amen.
I don't need you to give me your money. Why? Because God made me an heir. I got my own heirness. I have an inheritance with Almighty God. It's not just eternal life in heaven. It's an inheritance on this earth that is Deuteronomy 28. He's going to bless you coming in, going out, rising up, laying down in your labor, your leisure, the city, the field, and everything you put your hands to. You're going to lend to many nations. I think that one testimony of Kenneth Copeland was so powerful. I don't know what day it was, but I'm going to find it and we're going to study it. Because he talked about how God said, I don't want you in debt. Mm-hmm. All right, now listen to this. I'm going to hit the highlights and then we'll watch that. We'll study that video one of these days and let him tell all the stories. Don't want you in debt. And the first thing he did was, whoa, that means how am I going to buy a car if you don't want me in debt? But in 11 months, him and Gloria had paid off what would be an equivalent of $250,000 worth of debt today. In 11 months, by faith, and sowing a seed. And then he said, buy a car. And while he went down to get a loan, God said, I don't want you in debt. So he leased one. And the car he leased wouldn't run, wouldn't start, wouldn't keep a charge. And he's like, God, what's wrong? He said, that's still a form of that person debt. The borrower is servant to the lender. It happened to him on an airplane. So he finally got the picture. I got to pay cash. But God was moving him and Gloria, paying cash. And then all of a sudden, God said, give that airplane to that man. And when he did, somebody sent him a $200,000 check, and that one paid for the next airplane. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, he's got one cash. Now, Pastor, I don't care about all that stuff. Well, if you'll just listen to the principle I'm teaching, your life will change. He got to a point where God said, I want you in this jet so you can fly anywhere in the world. Well, that jet was a lot of money. And he went to Cessna or whoever it was. And they're like, what would you like? And so he went. And the jet number, the serial number on the jet was number one. First one coming off the line. He said, I want that one. They said, it's this much money. He said, all right, here's my down payment. Cash. Everybody say cash.
Yeah.
Now why?
Yeah.
So he went home and he's praying about it. And God said, watch this. I'm going to honor you for honoring me and staying out of debt. The next day or something, Cessna calls him. Get this. Cessna, the corporation, calls the preacher and says, Copeland, we got a real deal for you. We really want to get these jets out. What's the chance that you got the cash for this jet? He said, I don't know. Why? They said, if you'll pay for the jet before you get it, we'll pay you interest on your money. He said, let me hear that again. They said, if you'll pay the cash for the jet, we'll pay you interest on your money. Because they needed the money to make the jet happen.
Yeah.
And so he went to his accounts. You ready? He had the cash to buy the jet in the accounts. Why? Because God said, don't go in debt back there, and he decided not to. So he used seed time and harvest and faith, and his accounts are full. Ready for this? This is one of the greatest stories. Because when you borrow, the borrower is servant to the lender. But Deuteronomy 28 says you'll lend to many nations and not borrow. Do you know what they ended up paying him on his money till he got his jet? They paid him $700,000 of interest on his money while he's waiting for his jet because he honored the Lord to pay cash and use his faith and sow some seed. All of a sudden, Deuteronomy 28 is working the way it's supposed to. You will lend to many nations and not borrow. And they were just elated at how Cessna, I want you to get this. Cessna was elated at how the process worked, and they paid him $700,000.
Hallelujah.
Well, now, see, all of a sudden, you're smiling. Well, then, I was watching the Believers Convention. It's probably been 4 years ago now. Three, probably. Maybe four. When Brother Copeland came to the pulpit, and he said, you know, I asked the finance department the other day to do a search and do a study of our ministry, of how much money we've saved in interest on everything that we've paid cash for, buildings, vehicles, you know, the whole deal. And when they did, they have saved $50 million worth of interest that would have gone to a sinner bank.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Now, here's the cool thing about it. All of that $50 million went to pastors around the world. No, it didn't, Pastor, because they bought a jet. No. They bought a bunch of jets. And I think Brother Copeland's on number 30 that he's given, sewn it completely. Fixes the engines, updates all the stuff, makes it a perfect machine when he gives it to a preacher. 30 of them in his ministry career. See, you're missing the point if you're pointing a finger saying he shouldn't have that. No, I want everybody to hear this. Every ministry, even the little Baptist church down here that's got one little building and a little shed out back for the lawnmower, every ministry ought to have a parking lot and not park in the mud.
Amen.
Every ministry ought to have a youth building and a fellowship hall. And the community ought to want to be in your youth building and fellowship hall because you take care of the community. Why put them in a township hall when they could be in the church and have the Spirit of God on them? Well, they wouldn't be able to drink. Wouldn't that be an interesting fact that all the weddings that happened had the blessing of God and no alcohol? Well, Pastor, that wouldn't be any fun. No, but it sure would be a lot more spiritual. Now, what's the point of what you're saying? I want you all to get rich and give me all your money. No. You and I got to use faith and follow our Father, whatever he says for us. Not everybody's going to have a jet. But you ready for this? Every believer is going to have to walk in faith and sow seed. Why? Because that's how God is. Because he's going to say, Brother Bill, I want you every week to go down and mow Mary and Susie and Brother Bill's yard because he's a veteran and he can't get out. When God says that to that man, what's the man need? He needs a lawnmower. He needs a weed eater, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe he needs a trailer to put it in, a pickup truck to pull it. But see, whether you're Brother Copeland buying a $50 million jet or sponsoring ministries all over the world, or your Brother Frank, who God just told you to mow three grass, there ain't nobody better in the kingdom. What, Brother Copeland's got a responsibility to go to the whole world and you got a responsibility to three people? It doesn't matter. Your assignment in God is your assignment in God. And nobody can hide and say, well, I'm not Brother Copeland. Don't try to be Brother Copeland. My goodness sakes alive, don't try to be Brother Copeland. Don't do that. Learn from his example of faith. That's all the Believers' Convention is. These are men of God and women who have mastered faith. And they're going to stand up and tell you the fundamentals. And they're going to baptize you in it from Monday morning till Saturday night. Just baptize you immerse you. What's another word? Saturate you. Pickle you.
Immersion. Total immersion.
Total immersion. That's all it is. That's all it is. I can hear somebody, yeah, but they spent $1 million on a budget. Well, but what about the guy that had to mow the grass? He spent $1,000 on his trailer and his mower. But it doesn't matter because God's assignment is God's assignment. What if your sister Susie in a church and God wants you to have a cooker full of casserole every time there's something that happens? But that's no less there's no
such
less important.
That is such a blessing.
And wait, she's going to have to go and buy a nice big cooker machine. Right?
Yeah.
But see, where we get it out of order is when a guy says, if you just give me some money, I'm going to buy me a jet. No. If you obey God, what he tells you to do, and I obey God, what he tells me to do, and you're supposed to be a part of what I'm doing as a preacher, guess what? God's going to tell you to sow a seed into this soil of this ministry so we can go preach that gospel. It's like right now. We need, how much should we figure out, $500 a month? Is that what it was? No, it's more than that.
For
the radio.
Oh. I don't know. I know it's $3,000 for one program once a week.
I called Brother Bob or Bill, whatever his name is, John, Mr. Little John. I'm like, all right, I'm ready. And he sent me all the stuff, and I'm like, I'm not ready. and probably we were ready, but I looked at him and was like, I don't even know how to do that because you have to sign a 2-year contract. Well,
not be in debt with that. We have to have that.
I don't want to be in debt. I'm not going to be in debt. I'm not going to be in debt.
Amen.
Not
and
gonna...
if you're talking about radio stuff,
yeah,
every second counts. You can't have a chat. You can't spend time giving an opinion.
Right.
You've got to be business. When they say 27 minutes,
it's
they don't mean
minutes.
You spend 30 minutes.
Yep. 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 And you got to have 1.5 minutes of introduction and 1.5 minutes of closing. And then you got to get your verse in. You got to get your verses in. You got to get your points in. And I'm telling you what, you got to have a fine-tuned running machine to make that happen. But I've been there before.
You've been spoiled on internet because you were free to go ahead. And if you wanted to take a couple of extra minutes to explain something, you did it. And that was wonderful. But you can't do it. John found that out with his church. There he was wanting to get certain programs on the radio. And it was going to cost so much money. And he says, oh, if only I had my own radio station.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and how much does that cost?
Oh, only about $250,000
yep.
for a year.
Now,
but,
back in the early 2000s, I was on the radio. I was on the radio with a half an hour program for 7 years every Sunday. And we got it mastered and we got it down, you know. Matter of fact, I used to tap my ring on my coffee cup, and my son-in-law is like, would you stop tapping your ring, Dad? I can't edit all those taps out of that. But see, that's just part of it. But here's the reality of it. Not every ministry is asked to go on the radio by the Holy Spirit. But when he asks you to, it's an assignment, and it is a must in God. And you make a plan. And you put it out there and you say, let's go get it done. If you look at our title tonight, use your faith and change your world in every area of your life. That means get free from all of the bondages of your past, religious bondage, the ism bondage, the flesh bondage. You got to get rid of everything from the past and truly walk in the righteousness of God. Well, then what's the next thing? The next thing is to say, Father, where do you want me to function in the ministry and besides you? And then he's going to put you in a place just like this. And then it's, now help me become what I'm supposed to be in this ministry, helping these guys get this ministry done that you've called them to do. Until maybe he'll give you one of your own. If God gives you a ministry of your own, take it. If he don't, my goodness sakes alive, don't covet this. If you're trying to do this without God's presence and his power and his anointing, you're going to be one frustrated, scared individual saying, why doesn't all this stuff work for me like it does for everybody else? Because it does work, but it only works because you're anointed and you're appointed by God. Now, you and I have got to look at our life and say, no matter what I've ever been, God, take me to the next level today. Do you notice that I play those same songs every day? From glory to glory, faith to faith, glory to glory, grace to grace. Take us where we've never been before. Play that other song where it's like we're going to a new place in God. What's that one? Brandon sings, we play it all every day.
Fresh oil.
Huh? Fresh oil, new wine, yeah. And then that song by, the song I Believe by Sinatra and
Micah Stampley.
Man, that dude, that is one of God's most anointed worshiping men. That man stands up in the platform, and when he starts singing, man, the power of God shows up. But why do I do that? Because it's saying to every single one of us, wait, I got something I got to do. I got something that I got to do in God. And you know what? I can't say, no, I don't. No, Pastor, you do it. I'll watch. No, because you're going to stand before Jesus. And he's going to open your book and he's going to say, now in 1999, did you do this? No, I was fishing. 2005, did you do this? No, I was laying on the beach. 2010, well, you know, I was really busy. But see, in the book, it's written for every one of us. It's written for every one of us. We've got to have a relationship with our Father.
Amen.
And you're going to hear me say this from now till Jesus comes. You've got to have a relationship with the Father. It doesn't matter how much I know. It doesn't matter how much you know. Nobody needs to brag about what they know. What good does it do to brag about what you know? I don't know, no good to nothing. The only thing that's going to work in any of our lives is we look at our life and say, I am walking with God today, doing what he has given me to do, changing my world and my place where he wants me to change it. I'm driving out the devil in every area. I refuse to be defeated. I refuse to be confused. I refuse to let any of our enemy's frustration come over my life. Now, when that happens, all of a sudden you have to look at everybody who's a believer as a fellow heir of the grace of life. That means nobody's superior to anybody. Nobody's a big guy and then there's a little guy. Nobody's King Commando and all y'all are the peasants. Not in the kingdom. And that's what the church, quote unquote, church has been. But that's not what the ecclesia, God's governing body of authority. That's not what it is. The ecclesia is, you are a believer. I need you to stand beside me and shoot that weapon at that enemy. Now let's go. I need you shooting as fast as I'm shooting. We got to have the right flank and the left flank covered. We got to have the rear guard watching the rear guard. We got to have the angels of God ministering to us and working every day. We got to have everybody on the tithe factor for the devourer's rebuke. See, what is it that we're doing? We are creating this mighty army of God that will continually destroy the power of the enemy. Absolutely destroy. But if what you're doing is just saying, God, thank you for blessing Pastor and Leanne. Please help them get everything done that they're supposed to get done, because I like to watch them get things done. Well, no. Get involved and help us get things done that you're supposed to get done. Let me say this right now. Right now, I don't have the time on the internet. At one point before I studied it, but I need somebody to study the internet. Matter of fact, two or three of you could do it. At what app or organization we could use that will allow us to stream Facebook, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, Ticker, Tumblr, Booty, Didida, and Adamba, and Indubundaba, and all of them at the same time by hooking up to one app. And then everybody gets to see all the PowerPoint. And everybody gets to see everything that's happening. See, now, all of a sudden, everybody's gift is being used. And right now, some of you could study it. You might say, yeah, but Pastor, I don't even know how to study something like that. Well, open up the internet and say, how can I stream? Because you can, you just do it. No, that's a place for somebody to serve. That's a place for you to gather the information, write it down, put it in a note, put it in an email and say, hey, Pastor, look what I found. Here's the website. Here's how much it costs. Here, this is a website for a review. Why? Because your gift is as important as mine. Now what we're going to find, all of us coming together, make this thing a powerful force. Now your gift is being used. My gift is being used. And it's not, would you please go get a job and send me money? That is the least of God's concern. Does God want you to have a job? Yes, because in all work, there's profit. In all work, you see your talents and your abilities. In all work, it gives you the ability to go and do and be blessed. But it's not so you can just make money and give it to me and watch me go preach the gospel. That's not the kingdom. God wants you on the mission trips with me. God wants you to go to Israel and see Israel and go see all of the churches where Paul was at and go take a cruise and go on all the Pauline epistle tour. I mean, whatever they call that. I don't even know what they call it. But wouldn't that be awesome to go see all those places, Philippi and Macedonia and all them?
Yeah.
It's tour the book of Acts. But see, what is it that's going to make that work? Faith. A relationship with the Father where you say, Father, you got an assignment for me to do right alongside a pastor and Leanne. And I want to do that assignment. Now, the whole body, we say it every single night, Ephesians chapter 4. Now, the whole body, joined and knit together by that which every joint supplies, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love, producing life and life more abundantly. Life more abundantly. Now, when you think about this and you get this revelation down deep in your heart, all of a sudden, on the inside of your life, you begin to realize, wow, I see my place in God. And that place is to be filled with the blessing and the power and the anointing and the strength of Almighty God doing your work every single day, every single day. Now, go with me. Let's just look at it. I'm just going to go here again today. Do what now? We're glad to have each of you that's with us on YouTube tonight. You know, that's a whole new thing here. As a matter of fact, I think we should just share that.
What?
I'm going to just share that. Watch this. Are you watching?
I am.
Can you see it?
I'm not seeing anything different yet.
No.
I don't know what you want.
Did you see it yet?
Uh-uh.
All right, no. Here we go. I just had this thought, so I'm doing it. So there, I just posted it live on Facebook through YouTube. How cool is that? Go with me to John. John chapter 4 is where we're going. Do what?
Did you learn?
Oh, yeah, I did. But I'll refrain from doing that. That's your responsibility. Please forgive me that I jumped in there and said, excuse me, let me do it.
My mouse was bouncing off the wall there, and I realized I have to take them all the way around the outside because I didn't fix that.
Huh. All right, here we go.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary. Now, John chapter 4 is where we are. This is the story of the woman at the well. And let's just go down here to verse 10 through 24. John 4, 10 through 24. And we're going to just read this. And then our title tonight is Use Your Faith and Change Your World in Every Area of Your Life. Use your faith and change your world. Now, my faith is not to change your world. My faith is to lead, change my world, and put my agreement with all of your faith in agreement and cause the power of agreement to flow in all of our lives. Pastor, I like it when you just speak and it makes everything change. Well, that's true, but God's going to cause every one of us to grow up. Do you notice that you're no longer wearing diapers? Why? Because God wants every one of us to grow up and learn how to go potty all by ourselves. You might say, can you even say that when you're preaching and stuff? Well, yeah. Because in the natural life, we grow up. But in the spiritual life, there's many people that just remain a baby Christian all their lives. They never grow past their first revelation. But when you get to heaven, God's going to open your book and say, did you get this done, this done, this done, and this done? You're going to have to say, no, 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 no. But I loved you. Well, and I loved you too, but we needed to get this done. Now, your works will be tried by fire. You'll still get into heaven. But you might as well do what's written in your book. Now, watch what Jesus did. Jesus helped this lady, the woman at the well, find what's written in her book and become it. Here we go, verse 10. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and that well is deep. Where then do you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of that water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water I give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. And what is that water springing up? The Holy Spirit. John chapter 7, verse 37. 37 through 39. This he spoke of the Holy Spirit. who would be given. Verse 15, the woman said to him, sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. Now watch this. Jesus is getting ready to break all the sorrow and sadness of her life. Because Jesus comes to heal the brokenhearted, bind up every wound, set at liberty them that are bruised. That means you're no longer there. He came to wipe away every tear, but not because he wants you to cry and then keep crying. Well, he's going to fix it. Watch. Jesus said, go call your husband and come here. The woman said, I have no husband. And Jesus, by gift of the Spirit, said, yeah, you're right. You have what? For you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. And this, you spoke truly. What did Jesus just do? Jesus just confronted all the pain, the sorrow, the failure, the confusion of her life. Can you imagine how much confusion you have made in your life when you got five different marriages and now you're in a sixth relationship? I knew a man that had been married seven times. I said to him one day, I said, well, one thing about it, brother, at least you're not a quitter. He's like, is that good or bad? I'm like, well, make this one work. He said, I've tried to make them all work, all right? I said, it's very obvious you like being married. Look at what happened. He said, go call your husband and come here. And she said, I don't have a husband. And Jesus said, by the Spirit, you've had five. Can you imagine how much heartache and confusion was in that lady's life?
Oh, my.
And in one afternoon, Jesus was going to help her get rid of every bit of heartache and confusion in one afternoon. How? By confronting the past, crushing it, and pointing to the future. The problem with many people, why their heart continually breaks, is they stay bound in the past. Bound by the people of the past, bound by the sorrows of the past, bound by the confusion of the past. And you gotta get your past behind you. Have you noticed that God didn't put eyes in the back of your head? He put eyes in the front. Do you notice that on a human, we don't have rear view mirrors just on our vehicles? Why? God wants you to see where you're going, not where you've been. What does God do with all of our failures when we come to him? He throws them into the sea of his forgetfulness. But religion says you have to remember them so you won't do them again. Jesus said, receive my blessing and I'll wipe it away. And people will look at you as if none of that stuff had ever even happened to you. Why? Because he restores the years the locusts have eaten. Hey, Pastor, you don't know what's going on. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You don't know what's going on in my life. See how that goes? Well, yeah, but my life's worse than yours. And my life, get out of all that. Crush it and move on. But you just got to get over it. No, you don't. You crush the devil. And then you move on. Watch Jesus. The woman said, 19 said, I perceive you're a prophet. And fathers worshipped in this mountain, and the Jews say that Jerusalem, Jesus said to her, woman, believe me. Look at this verse. The hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship. The salvation is of the Jews. Verse 23. Is one of the most life-transforming verses of the whole New Testament. The hour is coming, and now is. When was now is?
Now.
No, I used a different tense. When was now is? See, that was 2000. That was 2,000 years ago when Jesus said, and now is. 2,000 years ago, Jesus said this verse, 4:22. It's not written, but Jesus said, now in John 4:22. No, see, he didn't. See, the time is coming, and now is, which was, that now is, was 2,000 years ago. There's a whole lot of days of experience of now is. You ready? For ever since the Bible's been out, probably the most important verse of the whole Bible, everybody would say, would be what?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, John 3:16.
John 3:16. Well, that's the most important verse to get in, but that's not the most important verse to continue going. That verse gets you in the kingdom, but this verse takes you clear to the end. The hour is coming, and now is, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking to have a relationship with you. He's seeking you. John 3:16 got you in the kingdom. People say it's the most important verse. It's the most important verse for the first step. But the most important verse for the next step is the Father is seeking to have a relationship with you. So you're not going through any other human to get to God. It's just you and God. And you know his voice because you read his word. And it is hidden in your heart so you don't sin against him. Great peace have, ready for this verse? Great peace have they which love the law, who read the word. And nothing shall offend them. Pastor, I'm offended at everything. Well, at least you're willing to admit it, and that just means one thing. Read more word. Let's look at it. Hold your place here. Get you a piece of paper and hold your spot. Let's just go there. Psalm 119. Psalm 119, and we're going to verse number 165. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Wait, ready? Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Great peace have they law. Peace isn't an absence of war. It's peace in the middle of the war. It's that calm that comes on you that says, it don't matter what's going on, great peace have I, because I meditate in this law. Okay, look at 105, Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. See, Jesus is saying to this lady right here, the woman at the well, the Father is longing to have a relationship with you. And she's like, huh. So what did he tell her to do? Go get her husband. How many people that have been divorced 5 times want to have anything to do with all 5 of those people? You know what's amazing about this story? She went and got all 5 of them. Why? Because in one act, Jesus caused healing, forgiveness, redemption, and restoration happen in this lady's life. Well, yeah, but Pastor, I got a worse situation than she has. I don't think you got a worse situation than having 5 mates you've divorced and now you're living with somebody else. That's a messed up deal. Mm-hmm. That's a messed up deal. Father is seeking. I love this verse. The Father is seeking those He's longing. He's searching. He's seeking those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Well, you know, Pastor, what does that mean? Like when I go to church, I go up to the altar and I dance before the Lord at the altar. No, that means you live in seeking God night and day, 24/7, 365. The Father is seeking those. I got to find this word seeking. This is desiring. Go ahead.
Should I be able to see Facebook streaming right now?
No, there's no Facebook anywhere.
Oh, I thought you said you were sometimes.
I posted the YouTube video on my Facebook page.
Okay.
So that people on my Facebook page could connect to YouTube. Got it. All right. This is the word seek. The Father is seeking. He's plotting. He's desiring. He's endeavoring. He's inquiring. It means to seek, to search after. Seek in order to find, to crave. What are you trying to tell us, Pastor? I'm telling you there's so much more available for every one of us, including me. And God, there's so much more available than what you and I have ever seen about God that it's going to take 24/7, 365 for every one of us to finally come to an understanding of what God wants to do for us. And it doesn't matter. Let's see, that's not good words. I know how to say it. Watch it. I got to seek him every day. You got to seek him every day. You got to walk with him every day. I'm going to walk with him every day. You can't walk through me. I can't walk with God through you. We got to get this revelation. There ain't nobody getting into heaven on anybody's shirt tail. There ain't nobody that's going to get a crown in heaven because of somebody else's works. You can't fast and pray and help somebody else get there. Your prayers move the enemy, but they're the ones that's got to make that decision. You will be blessed for sowing the seed that God gives you to sow. You will receive a crown when they come into the kingdom. But the bottom line, guys, is everybody's got to make their own decision. Everybody. And our place is to stand on the side and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, reveal to them your perfect will. Show them an infallible proof of who you are so that this work can be accomplished. Now, You and I know that the Father is seeking us. We can read it right here. And you know what? The more he seeks us, the more we got to realize, I got to step up here. Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. Who's got more of a broken heart than a lady that has had five marriages and is living with a man that's not even her husband? How many times have you heard somebody say, man, I've been divorced three times. I am never getting married again. Well, that's what that spirit says to you. That's a demonic spirit. I had one guy tell me that I lived with my wife and lived with my wife, and we finally said, all right, let's get married. So we got married and hated each other, so we got divorced, and now we love each other.
Oh, my goodness.
So, see, that's a demonic spirit that said that. It's a demonic spirit. Now, this lady's life was transformed. And when you do the study of this village, that lady and those five men evangelized that whole community. And the next time Jesus came back, they were wide open for the gospel, had miracles, signs, wonders. Many people came to the kingdom, and miracles happened everywhere. Why? Because on one day, Jesus confronted all the failures of a lady's life and gave her victory in one act. Was Jesus freaked out about what had gone on in her life? No, he didn't even care. Like, go get your husband. Yeah, that's right. Go get him. And they all came.
And he did commend her for being honest.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is what just blows. No, let's see. This is what's amazing. They all came. And then they were all like, well, wait, let's read it. Have food. There it is. Verse 39. Many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. This is verse 39. He told me all that I ever did. When the Samaritans come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there two more days. Many more believed because of his own word. Then they said to the woman, now we believe because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. See, all of a sudden, you and I got to look at it and say, thank you, Jesus. My past doesn't mean anything to you anymore. I don't have to be bound by it. I don't have to commiserate by it. God don't want you in misery. He came to wipe away all your tears.
Amen.
There won't be no tears in heaven. There won't be no fears in heaven. There won't be no sadness in heaven. There won't be no sickness in heaven. Why? There's nothing of that there. God can't give it to you. It doesn't honor it. Well, Pastor, what do I do about what everybody's told me all my life? Flush it and let it go. Every living organism has a movement, and then you just flush and let it go. Because it ain't nothing but just a mess. Get rid of it. Let go of it. Embrace the new. Walk in that relationship with the Father every single day of your life. Walk in it. He might say, I don't even know how. You ready? He knows how. Say it with me. My Father knows how to help me walk with him. He does. And as you and I walk with God, then every day we live with God. He's going to change our spirit. He's going to change our soul. He's going to change our body. He's going to change our marriages, our money, our mouth, our ministry. He's going to change everything about us. Why? Because nothing about us is supposed to be broken. Zero. He came to make you whole. But I've never been whole, Pastor. Why wouldn't you want to be whole? Well, I've kind of enjoyed being broken. Really? There ain't no sense in being broke. In. Damn it. Then I would have to believe something different. Exactly. That's what this program is all about.
I've known some crazy people who wanted to be sick, poor, broken, and crazy.
Yeah.
I've known some.
Yeah, they've gotten so used to it, and it's almost a comfort to them.
Well, and literally, they have fellowship with that demonic spirit and that demonic presence so long that to them it's a friendly spirit. But when you look around, it's not bringing you life and life more abundantly. It's bringing you kill, steal, and destroy. And anything that's coming, killing, stealing, and destroying, is not of God. So why would you, why would a believer embrace it and say, oh, doesn't this look good on me? And then God's up in heaven going, oh, no, that does not look good on you. Yeah, but I like it. Well, you might like it, but guess what? That's of the enemy. Woo! Thank God, Kathy, the anger.
Some people feel excitement in stealing, killing, and destroying, and they make that choice. I'm going to shut up now.
You'll never shut up, Phyllis.
Phyllis? If you shut up,
we'll be lost.
No, you're going to be like Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, these people, the children of Israel, are so messed up. I'm not speaking for you. He told God, I'm not speaking for you anymore. And then you know what Jeremiah said? Jeremiah said, it's like fire in my bones. There is a fire burning inside. What was it? The word of God. And he's like, I can't help but speak. I'm going to have to speak. No, we always speak in line. We always speak according to the will of God, according to the plan of what God's doing. But thank God for that. Now, I want to get back to this because I got to get you another verse here. All right. In one afternoon, Jesus changed this whole city. And you know what? He didn't do it with the high priest. He didn't do it with the leader of the synagogue. He knew that lady was coming. The Father led him there. I only do what I see my Father do. Let him there. Standing by the well. And the Father may have even said, send the disciples to get food. I need you to be here by yourself. What did the lady say? What are you, a Jew, talking to me, a Samaritan, and a woman? See, automatically, that was infallible proof to her saying, wait a minute. That's why every one of you, when you first showed up, you're like, what's this program? Who are these people? And yet, look at where we are. And in one afternoon, a lady that had been married 5 times, don't tell me she didn't have a bunch of heartache, confusion, sadness, wondering. One afternoon, God just wiped it all away. Transformed the whole community with that one lady. So that's why I started this program out. If you weren't here at the beginning, I encourage you to go back and listen to this whole message again. But because you got to hear the beginning. So Brother Copeland has a $65 million jet. It doesn't mean that's your responsibility. It doesn't mean you got to give him a penny. But if God tells you to put money into that jet, you better do it. You know why? Because that's your place of obedience. But your place of obedience might say to Brother Charlie, hey, Charlie, I heard you need a lawnmower. Yeah, and give him $100 for his lawnmower. Why? Because God has an assignment for you every day. Every day. Every day. The next time you're at the cash register, he might say, buy that guy's stuff. He said it to me the other day at the truck stop. Buy that guy's stuff. I went to step up, and the lady said, have a good day. They already went through. Got it. And I didn't have no cash to give him, because who carries cash? Does anybody even know what cash is anymore?
My goodness. Isn't that the truth?
No, but see, why are we saying this, Pastor? Because the fields, let's just read it. Verse 31, I'm in John 4, 31. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, Master, eat. They brought him food. He sent him to the city to get some food. He was hungry. He said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. And you know the disciples got to be like, why did you send this to the city? If you have food, why did we buy some? Watch this. Jesus said, my food, huh? My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. The father said, send the boys to the city and get some food. Why? He needed the disciples out of there so that Jesus could talk to that lady. Because Jesus wouldn't want to say, you've had five husbands in front of all them people.
Right.
Right? Because Jesus don't expose your dirt. So you stop exposing anybody else's dirt.
Amen.
Well, look at this. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do not say there are still 4 months and then the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields around you, for they are already white to harvest. And if they were already white to harvest, then they're already white to harvest now.
Amen. Even more so.
I'm not quite sure what GSD means. I don't know that one, Sunday. That's a good one. Explain it to me. Watch this. I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they're already white for harvest. And he who, look at this, he who reaps, not the fivefold ministry who reaps. He, a person who reaps, receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. You are going to get paid to win people to Jesus. Nothing to be sorry about. I thought you was giving us a coded message. LOL, laugh out loud.
Uh-huh.
Or lollipop in abbreviated. Probably, uh-oh, how do I get that off there? You know, that's how that is. Love you, Sunday. Rebecca, Kathy, welcome, welcome all y'all on Facebook or on YouTube tonight. Welcome. We're glad to have you here. Come and be with us. Cool thing about YouTube is when you listen to this video, you're like, man, that's a good point. Go back and put a timestamp in there so other people will get the same point you got. It's pretty cool. I like YouTube. Watch this. 36. He who reaps souls. He who reaps what? People's lives. That's what Jesus is talking about. Winning this whole city. Receives wages. God's going to pay you to win souls. What? I never heard anybody say that, Pastor. I know, because they don't preach the gospel. They preach their denomination. Yeah, but Jesus is only always going to just tell us to go win the world. Yeah, he did, right there. He who reaps souls receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life. 37, for in this the saying is true. One sows, another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. This is a good word. Use your faith and change every area of your life. I'm going to tell you, I don't have any rebuke in me for any of you. If you're being rebuked, that's from God, not me. I'm your pastor saying, this is the assignment God gave us. Let's go. Everybody ready? Take a step forward. Fire! Destroy the enemy. Take this piece of territory. Watch this. 1 Corinthians 5 through 17. Going to get it done real quick. Who then is Paul? Who's Apollos? But ministers through whom you believe. Wait, let's try it this way. Who's 1 Corinthians 3, 5 through 17. I'm slowing down. You ready? Watch this. I'm going to make it modern. Who then is Billy Graham, Charles Stanley, Kenneth Copeland, John Hagee, Max Lucado? But ministers through whom you believed. as the Lord gave to each one. Billy Graham planted. John Hagee watered. God gave the increase. It's no different than what Paul wrote, or what the Holy Spirit wrote. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters is anything, but God who gives the increase. He who plants, he who waters are one. Each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. So Paul planted, Apollos watered, and you get a reward for planting, a reward for watering, a reward for harvesting, or a reward for standing alongside of all three of them as they did everything. Verse 8, he who plants and he who waters are one. Each one will receive his own work, reward. For we, look at verse 9, for we are God's fellow workers. We are workers together with God. No, Pastor, I'm working with you. No. When we get the picture right, we're all going to be working with God.
Hallelujah.
And I have my place as the ministry leader, but that is just the leader. It takes all of us holding this thing up. I mean, Moses had Aaron and Hur holding his arms up. In the day we live, got to have them all. I love Brother Jesse the other night when he was preaching. He said that he had 430,000 partners. Well, you're like, well, why does somebody need that many partners? Because God told him to preach to the whole world. And 2.3 billion people a week have the ability to hear Brother Jesse's message of joy. 2.3 billion people a week. That's why you have all those partners. What if God never gives us any more than 1,000 partners? It doesn't matter. Who's better? I don't know if you heard it. Do you remember when Brother Jesse said that he was sitting in a room and with a bunch of big ministries and they were talking about the largest check that anybody had ever sent him? Did you hear that the other night?
Uh-uh.
It must have been a different message. Watch this. And he said, I'm just thinking, just don't talk to me, guys. Just don't talk to me, guys. I don't want to say anything. And they said, Brother Jesse, and he said, just like that, the Holy Spirit told him what to say. He said, the greatest check ever written to me was trust. Trusted me. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
See, the money is immaterial. The mission is what's important. Every one of you, every single one of you have a place alongside of us as fellow workers with God. Look at what that says. Verse 9, we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. You are God's fellow workers. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation. But guess what? Another builds on it. Paul laid it. Timothy was the pastor. Paul laid it. Titus was the pastor. Paul laid it. Barnabas was the pastor. What are you going to do? Who's more important? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They're the ones that's important. All of us just do our duty. According to the grace, I'm in verse 10, was given to me as a wise master builder. I laid the foundation. Others build on it. But look at this. But let each one take heed how he builds on that relationship. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, that's the word of God, wood, hay, and straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day, notice that day is capitalized. For the day will reveal it. Because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one of our works. Of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he's built on endures, he'll receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he'll suffer loss. but he himself will be saved because of the fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you? Same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you, giving life to your mortal body. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, whose temple you are. Now think about this. I can tell you right now, when John Bevere preached this message, first time I heard him preach this message was probably 2007, 2008, somewhere back then. I'm like, wow. I look back at my life and I'm like, well, that's going to get burned up, and that's going to get burned up, and that's going to get burned up, and that's going to get burned up. See what that means? I know on Judgment Day, all that stuff's going to get burned up. But guess what? It's okay. Because on this side of eternity, I know it's going to get burned up. Now, that was not done for God. That was done for some stupid human thing, but oh well. It's going to get burned up. But guess what tomorrow is? Tomorrow is another day, a new day, a day I can go, woo, I'm going to get something done for God. Right now, tonight, think about what you're doing tonight, every one of you. You came here. You're a part of this. You're saying amen. You're making chat. You're putting in verses. What are you doing? You're doing your ministry. Mm-hmm. Yes, I ain't doing nothing but being here. That's your ministry.
Yep. Amen.
Can I do something else besides what I'm doing? Yeah, probably so. Say to the Father, here am I, send me in our ministry. Father, give me an assignment in our ministry. And what's he going to do? He's going to say to you, and he's going to say to me. And when we put those together, God's going to do a mighty work. Woo! Not because I'm some great charismatic. People have said to me, you have such a charismatic and convincing personality. No, I don't. I have the Holy Spirit. He has anointed me. God anointed me with the Holy Spirit, just like Jesus. And I'm going to go about doing good, healing all who are oppressed of the devil. Why? Because God is with me. And that's Amen. What makes this thing powerful. See, the Father is seeking to help you get to be using everything on the inside of you. But the first thing you got to do is get rid of the past, crush it, get it behind you, and stand up in faith. And say to those mountains, I command you to move in the name of Jesus. Every single one of you yesterday should have felt like you had a wide open field to run in, because I was in intercessory prayer all day long for every one of you. Come on, you're gonna fight me, devil. Good. I'm gonna crush you in every one of these people's lives.
Amen.
You see, otherwise we got, oh no, the devil's fighting me. What am I gonna do? Yeah, I know what to do. Punch him right in the face, crush him underneath your foot. Never heard anybody say that, Pastor. I know, because they were preaching to you some denominational vanilla wafer rather than the meat of the Word of God. Giving you a little bit of cookies and milk rather than meat and potatoes.
Amen, Mary. And the more you do, the easier it gets.
And the more you do, the easier it gets. The more you crush the enemy and say, get out of my life. Woo! He's like, whoa, they got real bold. Listen, I said it to you about 2 weeks ago and then sent you that whole playlist of songs by Crystal Gale that was all about the blood and the Holy Spirit. Remember that playlist? Cassidy Gale, Crystal Gale. Is that her mom?
No.
No, anyways, Cassidy Gale. But anyways, why? Because the blood of Jesus is what you got to stand in every day. Oh, you shut up, you foul devil. I'm protected by the blood of Jesus. Pastor, are you really like that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because what are you going to do? There's too many failures in your life. There's too many things you've done wrong. There's too many things you missed. So as soon as you start thinking about what you missed, where you failed, how you didn't make it happen, guess what? You're going to get depressed. You're going to get down. You're going to get confused. So just shove it all out the door and say, wait a minute. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The blood of Jesus has set me free. I am going in God. Crush that enemy. crush it. It's not that we don't enjoy emotions. We are happy. I refuse sad. Why? God, I don't want you sad. Yeah, but Pastor, what if somebody just died and went to heaven? Well, can you think they're sad? Ain't a sad eye in heaven, man. They're jumping and shouting, screaming at you. Stop it! You can see where I am. You wouldn't be sad. Brother Dan and I was talking about our dads today. Both of them had dementia or whatever you call it stuff. And they were, and as we were talking about it, and our dads were brothers. Dan and I are cousins. Wow, the similarities of it is very interesting. You foul demonic spirit of oppression and infirmity, get off of people's lives. That's all that is a spirit of infirmity that gets on people. It's a demonic spirit. Well, Pastor, your dad was a preacher. I know. How does it get there? Not sure yet. Still writing that book. There's a lot of pages. It's got just a big question mark on it, but I'm going to write the book because there ain't no reason that the church is coming up with that at all. Have you ever been sad, Pastor? Oh, yeah. You ever had sorrow? Oh, yeah. What good does it do? 5 days later, you're going to say, man, I sure wasted a whole bunch of time doing that. You know what that means? I ain't never doing it again. Brother Jesse's statement. I ain't paying for any real estate twice. I'm going to buy the property, and then I'm going to learn all my lessons this time because I ain't going to go through this again. You're not going to get me down. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stand bold. Stand strong.
Amen.
One guy said, I'm going to crush the devil with him. What do you call that? Big thing that swung, wrecking ball. Pull that thing up in the air and just pulverize his thinking snake. You know what that wrecking ball does to a snake? It leaves a grease spot. Jesus already defeated the devil in every area. And then Jesus came to live on the inside of you and me. And all we've got to do is walk in that victory that he gave us a long, 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 long time ago.
In amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, Mary. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray. And I'm going to pray for a little bit longer period of time tonight, right now, than what I normally would do. But I see the importance of it tonight. And then we'll receive communion. Those of you who this might be new to you tonight on YouTube and you're like, wow, I didn't know you guys was over here. We've been here like this almost every night since March 22nd of 2020. Just been crushing our enemy, making this thing happen almost every night. Now watch this. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray. We're going to close this with a prayer. And then we're going to receive communion together. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, I can't take communion with you. Well, anytime the body of Christ is served and you're a member of the body of Christ, then you get to receive it. If you've never received communion at home while somebody else is somewhere else, well, then learn to do it because you should be receiving communion every single day in your house. Every day. Every day. So that's what's going to happen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Everybody just say it with me. Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this word tonight.
Thank you for this word tonight.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
That you spoke to me personally.
That you spoke to me personally.
While this word was coming forth.
While this word was coming forth.
I took my notes.
I took my notes.
And I'm going to go do them. Every single day.
Every single day.
Because I'm not just a hearer of the word.
Because I'm not just a hearer of the word.
I am a doer of the Word of God. Thank you that you love me, Father.
Thank you that you love me, Father.
With the greatest love there ever's been.
With the greatest love that there's ever been.
And I receive it.
And I receive it.
And I want to work alongside of you, Father.
And I want to work alongside of you, Father.
As an heir of God.
As an heir.
As a joint heir with Jesus.
As a joint heir with Jesus.
As an ambassador.
As an ambassador.
As a minister of reconciliation.
As a minister of reconciliation.
Every single day.
Every single day.
Transforming my world.
Transforming my world.
By your plan in my life.
By your plan in my life.
Every single day.
Every single day.
You ready? This is the tough part. Here I am, Father.
Here I am, Father.
Here I am, Father.
Please use me.
Please use me.
Use my time.
Use my time.
Use my time.
Use my talent.
Use my talent.
Use my treasure.
Use my treasure.
I am yours to command.
I am yours to command.
Because I know you lead me.
Because I know you lead me.
Every single day.
Every single day.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Somebody just give God some glory.
Glory.
Thank you.
Ready? We haven't done this in like way too long. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Now, let's receive our communion elements. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28, verse 31, and then 1 John is where we go. Now, you may have never been a part of this with us before. I encourage you to be a part of it every single night. Right about this time, Mathomenos Kemos, we're going to receive communion together. And I read the verses, then I lead us in the prayer of salvation so everybody's right with God. Then we give you about 2 minutes of instruction. We bless the elements and we receive them together. That's how we do it here. That's our tradition that God gave us. It may not be what it is where you came from, but that's okay because my tradition isn't right and somebody else's isn't wrong. How they receive communion in Singapore and how they receive communion in Moscow are going to be two different ways. How they receive it in the Swahili tribe is going to be different from how they receive it in Alaska, in an Eskimo tribe up on the Arctic Ocean. But it doesn't matter because every one of them is going to be following Almighty God. You ready? 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. For as often, in the same manner after supper, he took the cup. And he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. I had a revelation just like that. That's what that chuckle was. Anyways, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28, let a man or a woman examine themselves. I'm not examining you. You're not examining me. You have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Examine yourself. He'll show you if there's something you got to fix. And say immediately, yes, sir, forgive me. Yes, sir, I'll go get that done immediately. I delight to do that. Let a man examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. That's what the Bible says. And then it says, why? Because if we would judge ourselves, verse 31, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Don't you want to be bold when you're being judged? I do. Why? Because as he is, Jesus, right now, sitting on the throne, so are we in this world. Perfect love cast out fear and the torment that goes with it, because there is no fear in love. Now, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. If you've never been born again, if you've never prayed the prayer of salvation, if you've never prayed the prayer of a believer, if you've never been saved, a lot of different words, people, you've never become a Christian, what you're going to do right now is become a believer, because you believe in Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Pray this prayer after me. All you on the Zoom, you can join with me. It's good to hear your voices as you pray with me in Jesus' name. Are you ready? Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
I want to say it again. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my life right now.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
I receive the Holy Spirit.
I receive the Holy Spirit.
And all of the fullness of God.
And all of the fullness of God.
So I understand the word of God.
So I understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Live a successful life.
Live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Now, you might say, wow, Pastor, that's the first time I ever prayed that prayer like that. And I can tell something's going on the inside. Something is going on the inside. What is it, Pastor? Your life is being transformed into something it never was before. Why? Because you just said, Jesus, I receive you. And all of Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit just filled every part of your being. Every cell, every tissue, every joint, the very marrow, and your spirit was brought to life, and you are now one with the Father, and your responsibility the rest of your life is to learn what that means. You might say, Pastor, I never even heard anybody pray for you. And I know, because they're all wrong and I'm right. You hear how we do that? Well, no, it's not about wrong or right. It's about let the Holy Spirit lead you and say what he tells you to say. And that's what I do every time we come here. That's what I do. Why? Because he's going to lead me to help you and everybody that's going to join us someday in the future on this video. And it's going to transform your life forever. Now, think about it. You said, Jesus, come in. He's the light of the world. He's the author and finisher of your faith. He's the healer. He's the blesser. He's the restorer. He's the redeemer. All of that just filled your being. That's why you feel white as snow and super clean. Because everything in you is just flooded with light. You were bound by sin. Now you're flooded with light and filled with his righteousness.
Exactly.
Because you deserve it? No. Because you have anything else? No. Because you received it. Because the whole kingdom is in the New Testament is about being receiving Jesus and receiving God and the work he did. Watch this. You were made a new creation. The old things have passed away. All things become new. And you have been made an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. All of that just happened right now in that prayer. I know. You say, well, I don't even know how to get all that, Pastor. Well, I do, and we got about hundreds of videos teaching you how to see that. And they're open forum just like this. And we want you to be able to study them. And we can send you to them. My email address, the website's right down there in the notes of this program. Of every program. Click on that email, send it to me and say, hey, Pastor, help me walk with God. And we will. Most of all, click like, subscribe, and hit the bell so that every time we come live, you're able to be with us. We have a program that's called Read the Word. We've been working hard to get that done. And I'll tell you what, you talk about a blessing. That is one of the greatest programs we've ever done. And that's where the most opposition is. That opposition is crushed. Because it has no power over the word of God. And we've been started in Genesis on January 1st, and we're reading through the whole Bible chronologically by the end of the year. And so I encourage you to get connected to that. We have an afternoon worship session that we do where we got over, I don't know, we probably got about 100 songs we do in there, and we just mix them up and keep adding new ones. And we have a time of worship from 5 to 6, 6:30, 7, whatever. And it gives you the time to just worship the Lord. What is this? This is a daily inundation of God's holy word and his ways. And we want you to be a part of it. What are you going to do? Watch CNN, Fox, or one of them other stupid programs? If you're not studying church and God and the word of God, let's see. If you're going to sit down in front of a TV and you're not studying, all right, I'm trying to, I got to get this right. Not that every movie is wrong, but we're going to give an account to God for every idle word. And when there's so much available to grow, develop, and be strong in God, that's what we should be doing. And then whatever ministry God sends you to, like this one, help us get it done. But you might say, yeah, but Pastor, I don't know how. If you just say, Pastor, show me how, and then not give up until you get it. All of you can help me do this work that we're doing, that God has given us to do. He didn't just give it to me. gave it to us in the work of this ministry. In Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Let's receive our communion elements and we'll be finished. How this is going to work, we're going to bless them. Then we're going to pray over the bread and take it. And then we're going to pray over the fruit of the vine and receive that. You ready? Pray this with me right now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression.
Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquities.
You were bruised for my iniquities.
The chastisement for my peace is on you.
The chastisement for my peace is upon you.
And by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
There will be nothing missing, nothing broken. Every joint supplied in my body.
In your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community. And right here in this community of faith. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you endured the cross, despised the shame, and you called it joy, right out of the book of Hebrews. Now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
In my life forever.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away and all things have become new.
All things have passed away and all things have become new.
Want to just shout it? I'm a new creation. And I thank you for it. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly. To your throne room of grace. Where I find grace, mercy, and help. For my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
I overcome every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
And there is no more condemnation in my life.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over.
Cannot be on me or my family. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without without spot, wrinkle, or any other place.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's receive his bloodshed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I know some of you think this is a shot glass. I want you to look at this cup. Because when I found these cups, I didn't know they were shot glasses. You know why? I've never drank a shot. I don't know anything about that. I looked at that and said, look at that right there now. Though your sins were as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow when you add the blood of Jesus. That's a perfect communion cup. Well, then I bought it, and somebody's like, what are you doing with a shot glass, Pastor? I'm not. I got a perfect communion cup that you're going to put enough grape juice in, I can actually get the cracker to go all the way down without spitting it on the screen. And you, if you break them, you can buy them in any store. So, Solo, thank you for making me communion cup.
I thought it was a Kool-Aid cup.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't say anything.
Now, you ready?
Yes, you did.
Who's, what's that?
Kathy says I did not say anything.
Kathy, when you asked that question, that was so funny to me.
To all of us, that was
because
hilarious.
I had invited every person in my life to be a part of this program, from my Bible school days, from my Patriot Guard days, from my truck drive. I invited everybody one time or another. And I got thinking, how many of them know that's, we'd call that a shot glass? How many of them are like, well, that preacher done gone to drinking right on the program? No, I don't ever drink it. I don't drink. I've never drank a beer in my whole life. Not ever going to do it either. Why? Because I'm not going to give myself to that which cripples kings. That's what the verse of Proverbs says. And he said, wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging. I don't need either of those in my life. Either. I don't want any of that. So I'm going to just do what it is. But Kathy asked us that question one night. And it flashed before me. What have all them people said? And you know what? It was so cool because at that split second, it's like, I don't care what they think. If they can't come to this program and see that we're righteous and holy and walk with God, let them think whatever they want to think because they're thinking in the flesh. And one day they'll think in the spirit and then we'll all move down the road together. We didn't sing a song yet. We got to sing a song about the blood. You ready? Sing this with me. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Well, hallelujah. Thanks for being with us. God,
thank you for being on. Thank
God's,
you for being with us.
Thank you. God's helping me to get all this life right in order. Watch it. It's coming. You're fixing to see something that you and I have been speaking to for 2 years. God's doing a big thing. If you want to help us preach the gospel on the radio, we're going to go on a radio program in Kansas City, Missouri. Wait, is it Missouri or Kansas?
Kansas.
Was it Kansas? Yeah.
Yeah.
Kansas City, Kansas. Well, who knows? Maybe we'll go on in Missouri. Well, no, that one station covers all of it. All right. So, and we need $29 a day, 5 days a week. So that's $150 a week. That's $600 a month. That's what it is. All right, so $600 a month. And this is how that works. If you want to, if the Holy Spirit of God says, I want you to sponsor a day or 10, do it. Just send it in. Say, hey, Pastor, I'm sponsoring this many days. All right, do it. Wait, I'm not calling you. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm asking you to say, Holy Spirit, is that something I should give to you? And if he said yes, help us get it done because we need to be on that radio station. But I got to have that covered. Because I'm not going in debt, because God told me not to go in debt.
And anybody you know, mention to them the cookbooks now. Felicia has them for sale now.
The cookbooks are for sale,
yep.
And the hymnals?
Huh?
And the hymnals, too?
I don't believe
right.
The hymnals are. I haven't heard anything, but I know the cookbooks are for sale, and all of that money is going towards the radio program.
The cookbooks are for sale? All of that is going to support the radio program, too. So
if you know anybody that wants them.
If you know somebody that needs a good cookbook, then just buy all of us, send it in a good recipe that we cook or somebody we know cooks. And cookbooks are fun. They're just fun
they
to
are.
Open them up and try them and say, woo, I ain't ever going to eat that again.
Yeah.
Now, that is not how you advertise something.
I know. I know. Amen. But some people, you know, when you start talking about asparagus or spinach, you'd be like, oh, Lord Jesus. But, you know, I didn't put my recipe in there, but I made dandelion and fried egg.
We really should have put that in there.
That was delicious.
Yeah, people would love to have recipes, odd recipes like that.
Who was it on here that taught me how to fry dandelions?
Mary.
Those things are delicious.
Yeah, I wish now I would have thought about it and we could have put some in the cookbook.
Listen to this simple recipe. You make you some
egg wash
and you dip them dandelions in it. You put butter in your frying pan and you dip them dandelion, the yellow part, in that egg wash and stick it over there in the pan and fry it. And it's actually sweet.
Yeah.
But what is it? It's the flour, so that's going to have a sweet.
It's loaded with vitamin A and vitamin C, honey. Good for your skin, making it beautiful. Good for your eyesight, so you don't have to wear glasses anymore. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you got so much hair on your face, nobody can tell what kind of skin you got. Okay. I'm ready to read the benediction.
Well, just a minute. Because I got to talk about dandelions a little bit more. And then I cooked the dandelion greens and made the egg green thing with a sandwich. It was really delicious. Now, I don't know about midsummer ones. Those were all springtime ones. But it was a great springtime recipe. And you can actually find it on the Community of Faith Facebook page. I put it on there.
Did you? Try them later, and they were kind of more bitterish than the spring ones.
Yeah, the summer ones were more bitter than the spring ones. But anyways, so that's available, and if you'd like that, there's a lot of wonderful recipes in there of all kinds. I encourage you to get it and try every one of them, seriously. And, of course, you're not going to like them all, but there's some of them you can be like, wow, I'm going to eat that every day, all the time, man. Well, anyways, enough about that. Now,
they're supposed to be getting other people to buy them.
Yeah, get everybody to buy them, share them with everybody. I'm not quite sure how the book comes, if you print it off the internet, if it comes by a PDF.
She emails it to you.
She emails it to you.
Yes. All right.
Now,
if you use egg wash, if you use buttermilk.
We used egg wash.
Actually, I've never tried the flowers. I've heard about it. I eat the greens. Like, they're going out of style. I gather them up spring and freeze them. And in fact, I was feeling down the other day, and my sister cooked me a whole great big plate of them.
Woo!
Myself.
Now, we didn't freeze any, Mary. I didn't even think about that, but that would be awesome. But, yeah, we were eating the greens like crazy in salad and on sandwiches. And
yeah, that little yellow flower, but remember now, that's a flower. Mm-hmm. That's where the sweet is, just like the clover. Mm-hmm. That's where the sweet is. And you fry that in a little butter, and I was just stunned at how good that taste was. It was very sweet. Very delicious. Put a little salt on it, whatever your seasoning is you like. But then I just made it with eggs and we were going out and getting them every day.
We were.
Every time we took Ripley out, we'd make sure that wasn't where he watered them last time. So we had, you know, some good. Anyways, we washed them. All right. Time to go. Let's have our closing verses, our benediction. Sister Phyllis is going to read it.
Jude 20. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen. And he's able to keep you from stumbling. I love it. Ready? Put your hands out and say, Jesus.
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 I sow my time, talent, and treasure. Into this ministry tonight.
Into this ministry tonight.
I receive. The hundredfold return. You designed for me. And I want to preach the gospel. That you give us to preach. With my hundredfold return. Right here on this earth. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Well, remember, there's no prayer time tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's Saturday. We don't have prayer time on Saturday mornings. But we'll be back tomorrow night for question and answer session. If you got some questions or some answers, send them in. If you got some answers, then we'll give a question for it. We'll make it work either way. But if you got a question about God, about the church, about the Bible, about yourself, about politics, religion, or any of the rest of it. Send it in. Send me on my email. Send it to me in my Facebook Messenger. Send it to me on a text, however you get a hold of me. And we'll be glad to bring the Word of God to you straight out of the Bible. My statement for a long time has been, if you open this book up and you actually believe what's written on the page, your life will change. If you want to study love, search every time the word love is used in the New Testament, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to get a message you never knew about before. If you want to know what the Holy Spirit is all about, get you an app. I recommend eSword, but there's many of them. Get you an app. eSword is for Apple. MySword is for Android. Search the words Holy Spirit in the New Testament, and every time you see the words Holy Spirit as a phrase, if you studied that, whether you had a preacher or not, you would truly believe the right doctrine about the Holy Spirit. If you want to know about truth, study for truth all the way through the New Testament. What are you going to do? You're going to get an understanding of what the Holy Spirit is saying about the truth. Even though it may be different than the church that you grew up in, it's okay. They're not bad people. You just got your Bible out and said, I'm going to believe the whole word of God. And it'll transform your life forever. In Jesus' mighty name. Is it anybody's birthday? Kathy Angaroni's, wasn't it? Happy birthday to you, Kathy. Happy birthday to you, Kathy. Happy birthday, Kathy Angaroni. Happy birthday to you. All right. You need to come up and put your dollar in the basket and get a pencil.
I want to thank you, Lord, for this program, for your word. When I feel down, I come here and I get cheered up. And I, even though you may hear me cry, I'm cheered up. And I say thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I
God
like
bless
the,
you, Mary.
I like God the verse of scripture. That God said, I'm going to wipe away every tear from your eye. I'm going to turn your mourning into dancing, your sorrow into joy. Not on the other side, right here, right now. We pray for you.
It came to me today, in fact, that, you know, I got a lot of these things, and we have this buckler. Remember the buckler?
Yeah.
The board is a buckler. I've been thinking today, he let me know today, why are you so upset about all the things that are happening in your life? They're coming at you from the adversary. You've got to remember he has no power.
Amen.
And that I have overcome the world. So just forget about it and know that I am the conqueror. And he cannot hurt you.
Amen.
For you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And he lives inside of me. I
say it better, but that's how I feel right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Got to run. See you soon. Remember, click like, hit subscribe, and ring the bell. So that every time we come here, you are notified whether we can get a notice. We like that. Now, for all of you who just heard us sing, Kathy just typed in, thank you for the singing. You might say, Pastor, that sounds horrible. Well, it only sounds horrible to somebody that has to have every voice on every key exactly right because you're in a building together. Now, if we sang like that in a building together, I agree, that's horrible. But it is impossible to get everybody on the same word on the radio because there's too much lag that happens. So what you just heard is the beauty of singing together on the internet.
Yeah. And you may be surprised at how good it does sound because there's several times when I was out driving and you guys would all be singing. It sounded good. It really did. It almost sounded like there were harmony in places and there was just some depth to it. I loved it. I thought it was beautiful. And anybody that heard it would.
It sounded like family. Amen.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Remember when we were kids? Row, row, row your boat.
Yeah.
Row, row, row your boat.
Row, row, row your boat.
Get me down the stream.
Merrily, 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 life is
merrily,
a sea.
Merrily, merrily, merrily.
But now listen, that might work, but I think that Kathy said it probably the best. It sounded like family.
Yeah.
And it's all of us,
yep.
And I'm giving glory to God, you're giving glory to God, wherever you're at, it don't matter. Sing on, tune her up.
I didn't hear you singing, may God's richest blessings now rest upon you.
Well, I'm still stuck in the old thing of just happy birthday. But I'll grow. I'm growing, fellas. Really, I'm growing. I'm going to get there one of these days.
By the time you're 81 years old, you'll be able to sing it right. Okay. Anyway, Mary, I meant it sincerely, honey. May God's richest blessings now rest upon you.
Amen.
Amen. Now, think about this. We have preached a very powerful message tonight. Be quick to share this YouTube video with people. And remember, you're not going to see us on Facebook much right now until we can be on YouTube and Facebook together, because Facebook is just limiting too much of what we do. So we'll just be here. And we'll be putting this out. You'll see this on the family. You're going to see the YouTube video on the Community of Faith Facebook page.
Right.
And so you'll be able to listen to it again, study it again. I encourage you. When you find a message like this, this is going to be a very encouraging message to you.
It's so embarrassing when I cry, though. People are going to hear that.
Well, no, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. There's two reasons why you cry. One, you're brokenhearted, and two, you're so relieved that you found the truth.
Yeah.
When I first started finding the truth, I would cry in almost every service. Because I was searching for so long to get to somebody who could actually understand the whole Bible and make it work. I was searching for it. When I found Dr. Barclay,
you're so thankful that tears just flow.
That's being blessed by the Holy Spirit.
And then all of a sudden those tears turn into roar of the Lion of Judah, and you're like, and glory be to God, it turns into it. You know, it turns into the roar.
Yeah.
They're thankful tears. I know that. They're very thankful tears.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the most important thing to remember is we're just us, and we're going to change our world. You watch this group. There's some stuff coming that we don't know what it is, but we've been speaking it. Thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And I'm going to tell you. You better get yourself in the Word of God and get some solid foundation in, because this thing is coming to pass in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. All right, got to run. See you soon. See you tomorrow night, if not sooner. Remember, the family page is there. You need prayer, get there immediately, and we'll all speak our faith with you.
Will you have Read the Word tonight?
Not right now. I may have Read the Word a little later, but not right now. I'm asking God to please help me with that. I really do this. This whole thing that's going on with the trucking is really coming to good place. And so thank you, Lord, for that. Just keep saying, Lord, bring us the blessing, because that's what we got to have. And listen,
Amen.
The blessing is not money. The blessing is God's blessing on us, which gives you favor, health, strength, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, peace, joy, happiness. That's the blessing. And all of that comes together and will draw abundance of wealth, because God, he said, I give it unto you to create wealth, to establish the kingdom. That's why God gives us the ability to create wealth. I've gone to preaching, and I can't. I got to get moving, because I still got to go drive tonight. So. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this?
We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And
Jesus is
Lord.
Amen.
See you soon.
Amen. God bless everyone. Good night.
God bless you, Mary. Love you. Bless you, Brother Dan, Sister Phyllis, Kathy Angaroni.
Good night.
Rebecca Smith, Sunday Geyser. And all y'all. Love you, fellas.
Love you, all of you. Good night.
Good night. Danny Miller messages me.
Okay. Is everything all right?
Yeah.
So are you just going out to do a load that won't make it till morning, or are you going out to do a full night, or what?
I just got to go take care of the wells, and I got to go see if my truck's going to pull water. May not. So right now, Doug's got to be home because he had to get back before dark. So here we go. Let's see what he has to say. But I am hungry. I need to eat.
But what?
I'm hungry. I need to eat.
Making pork
steak, or if you have steak.
Oh no.
Hey, Doug, can you call, find out where you're at and what's going on? Thank you, man. Love Hold on, Derek. Idlewild Park, Oregon, CFI. July 13, Benny Johnson, was passive will communicate last night on Instagram. She is healthy and person. In our prayers for Benny, we felt called to fight and fit fight full of faith to the end. That is how she taught us to pray. On her death, we declared it was the will of God. But all of God's church that he is good, even as we grieve together.
Even as what?
Even as we grieve together. We've been running so hard for a breakthrough. As the congregation had planned successive nights of prayer. However, with the passing, we thought some of us might appreciate an opportunity to be together tonight. Before the Lord in a moment of worship and faith. In the face of great mystery and loss. Not a memorial service for a miracle resurrection prayer time, but just a connection with God and one another. Sincerely, thank you
Brian, you said with Benny, with faithful prayers. We're continuing to pray for her family and our church. We look forward to remembering and celebrating her life and impact in the days to come. Benny Johnson has been contending with cancer.
I don't know. I gotta figure out what I'm seeing. Why it's like what I'm seeing. And all of a sudden, this water is full.
So is that other guy that can't move well before you guys?
Thank you.
He asked Brett a question today. Brett said, "Doc, you guys know what to do. Just do it. You don't have to text me and call me." I think Keith Moore's next. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Bulldogs eat cherries or no?
Oh, yeah. Very good for your joints. Cherries are very good for your joints.
Does he spit out the pit? Or?
No.
All right. All right. This is Saturday. The last day of the week. Thank you.
Thank you.